Back to school season can be stressful on families. With all of the changing schedules, with practices and after school activities, it seems like everyone is constantly on the run. Let me tell you about something that will ease your mind with all the craziness of family. Life360 is a family connection and safety app that lets you track your family members' locations in real time, so you can better coordinate, communicate, and keep track of everyone's comings and goings throughout the day. My kids, of course, are too young to have cell phones, but when they do, one day down the road, we will be using Life360. But I've gotten familiar with the Life360 app, and one of my favorite features is the Place Alert. Life360 Place Alert notifications let you know when they arrive and when they leave a location, like school, practice, a friend's house, or the bus stop. You can stay connected without constantly bugging them. Life360 has your family's back when they're on the road with all things like crash detection, emergency dispatch, roadside assistance, and driver report cards, which are perfect for those freshly licensed drivers. Coordinate the chaos of the back-to-school season with Life360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code LIVINGFULLY to get 1 month of the gold package free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com, code LIVINGFULLY. Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's gobble.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best, and that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome finally to Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. I'm your host, Mallory Irvin, and I am so excited today to be doing this introduction episode and launching this podcast. This has been a long time coming, and just like all of us in life, I have stood in my own way of starting this podcast. It's such an important message to me and something that I feel like is part of my life's work and my mission to get this message out there. And it is safe to say after recording several episodes that this is a really, really special podcast and one of my very favorite things that I have ever done. Living fully. People are like, what does it mean to live fully? What are you even talking about? If you guys don't know me from any sort of social media or YouTube, if you don't follow me on Instagram, you don't know anything about my family or my journey. I'm going to give you a quick little glimpse into my life and why this message is so important to me, because I have lived it. I have lived two different lives. One of fear and despair, devastation, one where I did not want to wake up in the morning. I didn't want to live another day at some point when everything got so dark. And I have lived on the other side the most vibrant, healthy, joyful, incredible life in the entire world. I truly do not envy anyone else's life. I right now am living my perfect life. But it was because of some steps that I took to dramatically change the direction of my life. And that's what this podcast is going to be about, because how many lives do we have? One. One. You hear that all the time, but really think about that. I think they say there are like 4,500 weeks that the average person lives. 4,500. So if we are here on this earth for 4,500 weeks, We have got to live this life like tomorrow is our last day. And that's my passion and my mission. And why this is such an important message to me is before it got really dark for me, and I'm going to share a little bit of my story here in a minute and some things that you're going to see in the podcast. But before it got really dark to where it was obvious what was kind of going wrong in my life, I just felt a little off. I just felt like, is this the right person I'm supposed to be with? Is this the right job? Is this okay? I mean, I kind of feel like okay about things, but it's definitely not great. And every success that I achieved and every great thing that came into my life, it's like I couldn't even enjoy it. I couldn't even live my life to the fullest because of so many different factors, that we'll talk about on this podcast, how we all stand in our own ways and how we prevent ourselves from living our lives to the fullest. And I really can't say that enough, that we have the power, you have the power, every single person that's listening to this, to turn your life into something just insanely incredible. And you're the only person that can do that. It's not going to be a partner or a spouse or a self-help book or a weekend somewhere. Those things can always help. It being inspired and being motivated is wonderful. That's why you're listening to this podcast, probably. You kind of want that little push and you want that oomph and you're like, what is this all about? Is this me? You know, okay, how can you fix me? That was me for like a million years. How can you help me to help myself? But it's all within all of us, and it's the most important walk that you'll ever take. So a little bit about my story. I grew up in Western Kentucky. I'm the oldest of 23 first cousins. We grew up on this tiny little farm, and I was a role model, an achiever, a star in my community from the very start. And this is, I think, where I started setting myself up for a little bit of disaster. Achievement is great. Being a role model is incredible. But once you start using those things as like your source of love and feeling like if you fail or if you don't get first place at something, that your life is over, that's a red flag. So I started singing country music at a young age, and I became kind of this like pillar in my community also. So here I am, the oldest of all these kids. I am a happy child. I was, you know, valedictorian of my class, and I achieved all this success at a young age. Everything that like a young person can achieve, you know, I did it. And I started attaching myself to success and perfectionism. And I'm lightly glossing over those things. Those are very serious things. But that's not the part of my life where things got really dark. In fact, that part of my life was really bright. Just like a lot of things, I don't think that they become harmful until you start abusing them or until like they've been around for a long time. That's when they become the demons that can really destroy you and derail your life. So I went on to SWANE, the University of the South. I majored in theater, but I always wanted to pursue a career in country music. I came back and forth to Nashville from the time I was 12. I recorded CDs. I opened for big bands. I sang national anthem at NBA playoff games. And, you know, I had a lot of great opportunity as a young child. I always thought that's what I wanted to do. I didn't even drink in college, which is funny because that became one of my vices a little bit later in life. And I was an achiever and everything, but things didn't really start taking a turn for me. I started drinking like my senior year of college. Maybe there were some like red flags in the way that I was, but you know, anything different than any of my friends. And after college, me being the big dreamer that I was, I decided that I wanted to do the Miss America pageant kind of out of the blue. If you guys aren't familiar with the Miss America pageant, 35% of the score is talent. So for me, being a singer, I was like, you know what? This is an amazing role. You get to work for the state. I could work for the state of Kentucky. I could travel and speak to schools like all day, every day, have a lot of influence and really get to do this cool thing in my community. So after a couple years, I won the Miss Kentucky pageant and I went on to Miss America and I was runner-up in Miss America in 2010. And amidst all of this insane success for a 24-year-old, that is when my life began to slowly unravel. That's when the darkness felt like it was coming over my life, which was so bizarre because it was a time of such light and a time of such success. Here I was achieving my dreams at a really young age and succeeding and really a pillar in my community and a positive role model to so many kids and able to do a lot of great things. But this was the time in my life where things just really, really started to get dark. And when I talk about darkness, you know, I want to just qualify myself here for a second, because a lot of people look at my life now on Instagram or YouTube and they see a totally different picture than it was those days, all those years ago. When I talk about darkness, it was real, real darkness. It was, I don't want to wake up in the morning darkness. I'm worthless. I am destitute, and I feel like I just can't take another day. It was that kind of stuff. And it was the most pivotal few years in my life. That was the beginning of the spiral, that kind of darkness. It got worse and worse and worse, to the point where it was obvious to the people around me that something was drastically wrong with me and the way that I was living my life. It was like the life got sucked out of me. And you don't have to be to that point to be listening to this podcast. You can be kind of at the beginning of that journey where you're sitting in a job and you're like, something doesn't feel right about this. I'm not happy. I feel like I'm in this dead-end job, and on the weekends, all I want to do is party all weekend and forget about having to go back to work on Monday, or binging out on Netflix and not doing anything that's bettering myself or taking care of myself or bringing me real joy. I'm just like numbing out all this stuff that just doesn't feel right. Sometimes it can just not feel right. And that's how mine started, but then it got worse. And I'm going to talk a lot too, not a lot, but I'm definitely going to touch on, because it's a huge part of living your life to the fullest. You can't numb out the bad stuff. You know, I didn't like to hear that, because I was like, oh yeah, yes I can, because then it'll just go away and I don't have to deal with it. But I'm here to tell you, as the queen of the numbers that I used to be, the queen of the numbers, when I numbed out all that bad stuff with sleeping medication and medication to keep me awake the next day, it numbed out every single bit of the good also. And you can be using alcohol, you can be using sleeping pills, you can be using Netflix, you can be using food, you can be using shopping, you can be using gossiping, you can be using procrastination. There are so many flavors of numbing. So, you know, think to yourself, am I in that phase of my life a little bit where things aren't quite right? And what am I using to numb? So for me, this became the beginning of that spiral. I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't stay awake during the day because I had so much anxiety and stress. I was doing so much in my life, trying to achieve and overachieve beyond what I had just done. I would not say no to anything, so I was running myself ragged. And I was literally taking enough medication to kill a cow. And I thought, because the doctor was prescribing it all, that everything was okay. Well, it wasn't okay. And I spiraled majorly out of control. I literally almost had a heart attack. I almost died from the health issues that all brought on. And when I got to the point where it was kind of like, am I going to live or am I going to die? Thank goodness for me, I got professional help and went through the most amazing journey with the most amazing therapists, did amazing programs, and I came out on the other side of this looking back, and I was like astounded. How did my life get to that point? How in the world did I go from this vibrant, happy, amazing human being with everything at my fingertips, achieving all the success? How in the world did I become this person? And I'm here to tell you that it can happen to any of us. Maybe not to this level to you, but you can slide into that version of life that's just cruising by. You can slide into that version of life that's just, yeah, okay, I'll wake up at 10:30 in the morning and I'll do a few things during the day and everything's fine. Yeah, of course I like my boyfriend. Yeah, my job's fine. What are you doing on the weekend? I don't know. Probably going to the bar every night. You can slide very easily into a very fine way of life.
Let me tell y'all about something that my family has used for years. HelloFresh is a meal delivery service with farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy and fun and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. From the planning, to the shopping, to the prep, to actually getting everyone to enjoy what you made, family dinners can be stressful. HelloFresh gets it. They make it easy by delivering fresh ingredients and picky eater-approved recipes right to your door each week. My pickiest eater would probably be my oldest child, Ford, and he even loves HelloFresh meals when we make them. Back to school season comes with a lot. It means shopping, after school activities, and a lot less free time. So skip the meal planning and grocery store runs with nutritious and delicious meals from HelloFresh. Y'all know that we are all about convenience and ease around here, and HelloFresh makes our lives so easy by making cooking enjoyable for the whole family. And let me tell you about a great offer that they are offering my listeners. For a limited time, kids eat free. So go to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids to unlock this exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while the subscription is active. That's free kids meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids.
Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now.
And, you know, for me, it got bad and it got terrible before I had to then make that dramatic change. But for you, it doesn't have to. For you, you can go from fine and mediocre and, yeah, my life's okay, to the most amazing, most vibrant, most incredible, full life that you've ever seen anybody live. I am living proof of it. I have seen people do it by using these tools and these methods. I've seen it with my own eyes, and I'm just here to tell you there is nothing that I believe more than you have control over that. And that's a lot of what we're going to talk about in this podcast. You know, my journey, that was about 6 years ago. Still to this day, I don't use any of those numbing agents. I don't drink. I don't take anything but an antibiotic and a Tylenol. So I literally don't even have accessible some of those agents to me. But yes, I have my flavors of numbing, but I have all the tools, and I know when I'm using those things to not deal with something or to move on past something. And I have a heck of a lot of other tools that I gained from the deepest, darkest moments of my life, coming out of those moments. And that's what I'm here to share. That's what I feel like my mission and my calling is, because there's nothing that I want more in this entire life than every single one of you that's listening to this podcast to be like, you know what? I was actually like listening to this podcast one time. This girl said this one thing, and then I did this. And then like, here goes your own journey, like to completely separate from me, and you changed your life. Look at how many people have that story. The Oprahs and the Tony Robbins and the, you know, all of these, just these people, these people that have achieved such great success and are such big thinkers and motivators, they all came through something like I'm talking about today, and maybe you've been through, maybe you know someone that's been through. And, you know, living fully is just, it's such an important thing to me. And it is, I've seen, to a lot of other people. They may not call it living fully, but I've sought these people out, and I've done podcasts with everyone from my dad, who is a 60-something-year-old, huge in normal terms of success, but he's the person that stands on the other side that's like, you know what? It's not all about money, and it's not all about this, and it's not all about that. He now is climbing. He's trying to summit all the 7 summits. There's only 415 people in the history of the world who have done this, and he's done 5. He was supposed to be on his 6th one right now, but he had like a near-death experience on his last mountain and came back with a lot of life lessons from that one. This is a really cool journey because as he climbs each of these mountains, he talks about life lessons, and he writes down life lessons to pass on to his grandkids. Ford right now is his only grandchild, but I'm pregnant with another child, so he's about to have 2, and more here to come, I'm sure. And he has the most amazing wisdom of how to live your life to the fullest. That is like one of my favorite podcasts that I've done so far, so look forward to that one. One of my friends, Ashley Lemieux, she talks about living fully through suffering and pain and unexpected tragedy and loss. You know, for me, I didn't have like this thing that got ripped away from me or this tragedy. A lot of people do. Someone gets cancer in your family. You lose a loved one. Your children are taken from you. You know, there are so many unexpected things that happen in people's lives. And it's like, how do I move on from this? How can I live my life? How can I possibly live my life to the fullest when I've been handed this card? And she talks about that, and it is powerful. Because you have to, you don't want to anticipate that things are going to go wrong, but life is life. And things going wrong and bad things happening is totally a part of life. If you are not feeling anything ever going wrong, and if nothing bad ever happens, then you need to get your oil checked because it's part of life. And it's an amazing podcast. And then my friend Jessica Turner, she is this amazing author who wrote this book called Stretch Too Thin. She just talks about whether you're a mom or a college student or just anyone that feels like you are just run ragged. She talks about everything from self-care to this really amazing thing that like I had an aha moment about, the mental load. The mental load is basically like all these thoughts, all these things that we have to remember, whether it's for your family or your spouse or your job, and how that can really take a toll on you if you can't really like get things in check. It's just, you know, just this really, really amazing podcast on kind of how to live well in the midst of like the chaos of life. And then I've recorded one with my husband, Kyle. Kyle and I, if you guys watch our YouTube channel, you know, we appear a lot together and he's a big part of my content. But Kyle and I, while we have the most amazing, healthy, just deep, special, beautiful relationship now, we have also been through quite a journey. And there is nothing more important. You hear people say this all the time, and it is so true. There is nothing more important than the people that you choose to spend your time with. People can suck the life out of you. People can totally derail you from living your life to the fullest. And the most important person is, in my opinion, if you have a significant other, think of how much time you're going to be spending with them. That is an important decision, and that is an important relationship that affects your life so deeply every single day. And I'm going to talk a lot about relationships, be it with your parents or your friends or your children or your husband or your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, whatever it is that you have. And you know how important it is to really look problems square in the face when they come at you, especially if you're new in a relationship. How brushing little things under the rug and brushing little things under the rug and brushing little things under the rug can create this mountain and create this resentment that you then react from when you're speaking to your spouse or when you have any kind of problem. Like, it can totally determine the course of your relationship. And like I said, your relationship is pretty critical to your everyday living your life to the fullest, so it'll really affect your happiness. And Kyle and I just have so much knowledge through amazing therapy and this amazing journey that we've been on, full of like honesty and, you know, forgiveness and just, gosh, we've been with each other like in the trenches, and he is just he's truly like my soulmate today and my biggest supporter and cheerleader, but we have crafted this relationship that we have today. And I'm going to do a lot of podcasts on that too. You're going to see some podcasts with just me, but you're going to see some pretty amazing guests on these podcasts as well. And we are all going to, the best we can, because we're just human beings existing in this world just like all of you guys, but we're going to share all of our journeys and our stories of how we've learned to live our lives to the fullest, how we use these tools to make our lives full of joy and happiness and all of the beautiful things of life every single day. And I am excited about this. I truly cannot wait. I know that this is just going to be an amazing community, because there's nothing that I like more than being around a group of people that are looking to better their lives. Nothing gives me more energy and more inspiration and more motivation. This is truly what I feel like, one of the things I feel like I was meant to do. And I appreciate everyone that's listening to this today. I appreciate your patience as we've really tried to launch this right. This is such an important thing to me. This is such an important message because, you know, I can sometimes remember those days and those nights where I wasn't living my life like I am now. And had I not come out on the other side of this, had I not been just like hit over the head with life, I may have lived my whole entire life like that. I may have lived my whole entire life, however long it lasted, just kind of wasting it away, being just fine. And I do not want a single person listening to this podcast to look back at the end of their life and say, you know what? It was pretty good. It was fine. I want you at the end of your life to think, wow, I left a dang good legacy. And I want you at the end of your life, I want the people, your grandchildren and your friends and all the people that love you the most, when people ask them, you know, who is the person that you love and admire the most? Who is that salt of the earth person that you know, you love to be around? I want them to say you. And you have the power to become that person. Every single one of us do. I know I've already said that. I said that at the beginning, but I want to say it here at the end, because I want to encourage you to continue to listen to these. And if there are ones that don't speak as much to you, there are going to be a lot of different subjects covered and a lot of different types of people that are going to come onto this podcast. And I encourage you to come along on this journey with us on living fully, and that we all may, you know, live fully together. And I'm just so grateful that you're all here listening. And I would really appreciate, especially since this is the very beginning, I would really appreciate you guys leaving a comment below in the reviews and giving this a review. That's going to help other people to see this podcast. And I am a big believer in my community. That is the reason that I have had any sort of success across all of my platforms, was because of all of you. All of you guys brought me here and brought me to the top every single time. So this is such an important one to me. It's the most important thing that I feel like I've done. So if you guys could do that for me, it would literally just like make my entire, I hate to put a time stamp on it, but like year, it would just like really, really make my day. And I'm just so proud to be able to be even a small voice in this community of people that are trying to do good in the world. So thank you guys so much for listening, and check out the next episode.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.